Hey, Andre, how are you?
I'm all right.
I guess a good starting point would be your season, and what do you think has been some of the keys to your success in your Pro Bowl?
I just think, you know, just me being on the same page with my quarterback and just making the best of my opportunities. You know, I've been fortunate to get a lot of opportunities out on the football field, and I just try to make the best, you know, the best of them.
How much of that is your chemistry with Matt, and how has that grown over the season?
It's grown so much, you know, since the day that he's got here. You know, this is the first year where we've been on the field together all 16 games. You know, he's battled a lot of injuries. You know, I was injured 1 year. And, you know, this is our first time, you know, us being together for a full season. So, you know, that was something I was definitely, we both talked about, you know, before the season, was just saying, you know, was wondering how things would be if we were both to stay on the field, you know, be healthy, you know, make it through the whole season. So, you know, he was able to go out. I think he's leading the league in passing yards right now. I'm leading the league in receiving yards. So, it's working out pretty good for us.
There's a couple Miami guys on this team, Merriweather, Will Fork. I'm wondering if I know a lot of the Miami guys tend to work out together in the summer. I'm wondering if you ever run into those guys at workouts.
Yeah, you always run into those guys. I mean, you know, those are, you know, great guys, Brandon and Big Vince. I mean, you know, those guys that, you know, you have a close, you know, bond with because of what we accomplished together during our college days. So, I mean, we always have a special bond, and I definitely always run into them, you know, during the off season, you know, when we're back home.
Do you look forward to, you know, there's obviously a chance, well, actually the chance you could run into both of them actually on the field. Do you look forward to that? I mean, is there some trash talking that you sort of save for when Merriweather tries to cover you or anything like that?
I'm not a trash talking guy. You know, I don't think it's, you know, we're just going to go out and play the game. You know, I don't think, you know, we'll be out there jawing at each other or anything like that. I think we'll just, you know, go out and play the game and, you know, just see what happens. You know, we won't be, you know, I'm not going to say, I know Brandon's not going to take any pity on me or anything like that, you know, just because we're friends or anything like that. You know, when you're in between the white lines, you know, you can't worry about that. You have to go out and play the game. So, you know, we'll be back friends afterwards.
Andre, how much does it mean to you that the two starting receivers in the AFC Pro Bowl team are you and Reggie? And obviously, I know that's probably a guy that you looked up to quite a bit as you were coming up there.
Yeah, me and Reggie are real close. You know, we spend a lot of time together during the off season. And, you know, it's kind of crazy. You know, I was there with him at the Pro Bowl last year. You know, back with him again. You know, it's a lot of fun, man, you know, to, you know, come up under someone and, you know, someone who was able to teach you things and show you the ropes, you know, when I came in as a freshman in college. And, you know, for us, you know, now to be, you know, very successful at, you know, what we're doing in the NFL, I mean, it's a special feeling. It means a lot.
I asked Vince about this, and he said that on those Miami teams that you and Sean were kind of the two most freakish guys physically, as far as size and speed and everything else. But Vince was kind of a freak himself, wasn't he?
Yeah, man. I was telling some of the guys today that, you know, you'll be surprised at how much of an athlete Vince is, because, you know, you look at him and he's so big, you know, you really wouldn't think, you know, that he can do some of the things that he does. I mean, I can remember, like, on Fridays, like the day before the games, we'll go out and have walkthroughs, and, you know, Big Vince will be out there, you know, he'll set him a little offense up, and he'll be out there playing quarterback, and he's going through play-action plays, and I mean, it was something he did every Friday, and those are things that, you know, like I said, we have a bond. Those are things that you don't forget, you know, just seeing, you know, him do things like that. But he was a heck of an athlete. You know, I had a chance to watch him being from Florida. I had a chance to see him playing high school and things like that. So Big Vince was very athletic.
You ever see him dunk?
No, I didn't. I haven't got a chance to see him dunk.
But he can, right? He says he can, at least.
From what I've heard that he can dunk, but I've never had a chance to see him dunk.
Andre, from a football sense, I'm wondering, what's the most creative thing that teams have done to try to stop you this year?
I think probably, you know, the game last week against the Dolphins was probably the most double coverage I've seen throughout a whole game. I mean, they pretty much double covered me almost every play of the game. Jeez. So I think that was probably the most double coverage I've seen, the whole season.
How does a top receiver beat that? Because it seems like with some of you guys, and I went back and I looked at your numbers, and you haven't been under 60 yards since the opener. What is it? I mean, what is it that's allowing you to beat no matter what the defense throws at you?
Well, I think, I think it's just, you know, your offensive coordinator moving you around and just doing different things with you rather than, just always sending you deep down the field or something like that. You know, just doing little things, getting the ball in your hands quickly, trying to set up, you know, little bubble routes or screens or something like that. Because, I mean, you can, you know, get a 5-yard pass and make a guy miss and, you know, get 30 or 40. So I think, you know, our offensive coordinator has been doing a good job with doing things like that.
Is it fair to say Revis gave you the toughest time?
Yeah, they did a great job, defensively against. They took it to us, the first game of the season. So, it's very fair to say that.
What makes him tough in particular?
I mean, he's a good player. There were times where they doubled me at times, but, you know, he's a very talented player. He's very patient, you know, when he's out there playing, and he makes you work for everything. So he's very talented, and he does what he does very well.
What's the missing piece right now, Andre, for you guys as a team? What do you feel like? I don't know, like that's just not there for you yet.
I think consistency. Playing a full 60 minutes. I don't think, we've went out and played a full 60 minutes, the whole season where, we've always had games where we played a terrible first half and a great second half or vice versa. And, it's either we're down and we find a way to come back and win it, or either we're up and we blow it, or, we had two games where we lost on the 1-yard line. So it's just, I think the biggest thing for us is just being consistent as a football team.
All right, great. Hey, thanks a lot, Andre.
Yeah.